This young man right on the end, can I give you a word? Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right. Bring it on. Listen, God says to you words that he's given you a power over words. And words are either a weapon to tear down or planks to build. And he's called you to be a builder with words, to lay planks of life in the lives of people and their minds with words. I don't know, what do you do for a living?
Sell cars.
Well, you know, that takes words to sell cars. God says to that you can speak words to bring life to people. He wants you engaged in the lives of people and to begin to and to learn how to use the words he's given you and the power he's given you in your mouth to speak and to argue and to contend, to use those things for life for people. Because you can also kill them with the words, but he doesn't want you doing that.
It's interesting. I want to layer on that also, if I may. I felt the Lord draw me to you as well, and I also heard the Lord talking about words. And what I heard the Lord saying, that there were some words that were spoken over you that God is even causing to fall at your feet. The Lord says, I'm redefining who you are in this hour. God says, this is the hour where I'm bringing you out of the box, for you've been limited, but God says, I've not limited you. But people have limited you. People have written out the definition of who you are. And I hear the Lord saying, I'm giving you a huge, big eraser, and I want you to erase that board. And the Lord says, together, we're going to rewrite that destiny and all the giftings and the talents and the abilities that I've placed in your life. I hear the Lord saying, we're going to write that out together, and you're going to see that I never spoke those words over you, but I'm bringing a clarification in this hour, says the Lord, to you, that you are a man of God, that you are a man of anointing, that you are a man of purpose and of destiny. There's an intensity that's growing on the inside of you now. Sorry for using this example, but it's what comes to my mind, the tenacity of a bulldog to lock in and not let go. And I hear God saying that you're going to grow in that. And even now, I hear God saying, I'm training your hands for war so that even as you step forward into the season, that the enemy would kick up dirt in your face. I hear God saying, no longer will that be okay with you, but that you'll say, no, I come against that in the name of the Lord. So you will walk into the place that God has for you, says the Lord.